Dan Sweinsorge, Executive Director of Missouri Farmers Care.
Dan, it's been a long campaign and a long night. The vote culminated just around midnight on election night with Missouri Farming Rights Amendment 1 passing by a very, very thin margin. Was it closer than you expected?
Yeah, I'd say it was closer than I expected. We had a feeling it was going to be close at the end, but obviously about a quarter of a percent is about as close as it can get, but we're still very pleased that we won.
Yes, and that's about 2,500 votes, I believe, was the spread, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, Dan, that's still a victory, nonetheless, although it will trigger a recount. Do you feel pretty confident that the numbers will hold?
Yeah, I think it's tough to move 2,500 votes in a recount, so that's a process that's automatic, though, so we know that's going to happen, and we'll be ready for that.
Would you say this win is historic for Missouri farming, and does it send a message to your opponents?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of messages sent. Our opponents showed that they were willing to really throw everything against the wall to try to stop this amendment, and they came up short. And we showed that, you know, there's thousands of Missouri farmers and ranchers that are willing to stand up for their rights and advocate for their rights and push back. And so, yeah, it is it's a historic victory. It's really pretty incredible what we accomplished. And we've been working on it for a year and a half, and I think all the credit goes to the farmers and ranchers all across the state that supported this amendment.
All right, so what next?
Well, next, I guess Secretary of State will start the recount process, and we'll just have to go from there.
All right, so it's a victory, but yet it won't be official until we're probably looking at a couple of months?
I don't know exactly how long that'll take.
Okay. Well, congratulations, and anything else you'd like to add in summary?
Well, you know, when you have a victory and your margin is this close, it really shows how important every step of the campaign was. And like I said, I really cannot get enough credit to the farmers and the ranchers that were willing to stand up for the rights and speak out for the rights and really put their money where their mouth was, over 1,000 farmers contributing to our campaign. Everyone put in a lot of effort on this campaign. We've been working on this for a year and a half, and it's nice to have a victory here at the end of the road.
Okay. And we've heard from the opposition, Wes Schumacher says, yes, they're going to ask for a recount. The recount was going to happen anyway. Do you feel that you guys are in a safe position?
You know, my understanding is that any election with less than 1% margin is an automatic recount. So certainly HSUS has money to hire plenty of attorneys for that. So we'll just have to address that too.